We continue with our preview of the 21-22 school year in our KKWC listening area. Next up, we have a new face at South Hamilton, Heather Holm, who began her duties as the new superintendent just about a month or so ago. Heather, a very good day to you.
Well, good day to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, we talked with you back a few months ago when you learned you had the job there at South Hamilton. How's it been so far for you?
You know, it's been a bit of a whirlwind getting ready for this new school year, getting everything ready and making sure we have a safe place for students to come back to. But I've really enjoyed meeting all the people in the community, and everyone has been so welcoming and kind.
Mm-hmm. And let's kind of refresh our listeners. Now, you're from the northeast part of Iowa, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Riceville, and then I spent the last 20 years in Greene.
Mm-hmm. That's in northeast Iowa, maybe the northwest of Waterloo, I believe, in that area. Am I correct on that, Heather?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, very good. So we have a new school year starting up on August the 23rd. Let's talk for just a moment here, Heather, about things that parents in South Hamilton should know when they bring their kids to classes starting week from Monday.
Well, we have some really exciting events coming up on August 19th. We have an open house at both of our elementary building and our high school building, and that starts at 5 p.m. on the 19th and goes through 6 p.m. And we also have a 7th grade orientation and new student orientation at 5:15 on that Thursday, August 19th. And then we have our fall activities kickoff at Taylor Field starting at 6 p.m. on the 19th. Our staff is really excited for all of our students to come back, and we've been doing a lot of preparations to get ready to make sure everybody's going to be safe with the spike in COVID-19 and making sure that we have that health and safety at the front of everybody's thoughts right now. And masks will be available in the main offices if any students would like to stop in and pick some up. That we'll still be doing our daily cleaning, routine disinfecting of frequently touched surfaces, encouraging hand washing and the use of hand sanitizers, social distancing when possible, and limiting the use of shared items. So we're just going to proceed with a lot of caution and do the best to provide a great learning environment for kids in person.
Great to hear about that. Now, how many staff members are new this year other than yourself, Heather, at South Hamilton?
We have 6 new staff members. Our new high school principal is Mr. Andy Eckert, and we also have 2 new elementary special education teachers, and then also a new human resource director, Mrs. Amy Trask, and several other new support staff members.
Very good. Now, when students return to classes coming up next Monday the 23rd, Heather, what have been some of the building improvements that they may notice?
Most of our building improvements this year have been focused at the elementary. We redid the band room carpeting as well as the media center. They look like nice, new, sparkling, clean spaces, so we're excited about those projects. And then just a lot of routine upkeep of the buildings and grounds.
Mm-hmm. And any new classes coming up this year, Heather?
No, we don't have any new classes this year.
Okay. I know this is still early on this point there, Heather, but enrollment, kind of a guesstimate on what do you think will be when the school year starts. What do you think we'll be seeing? Maybe up or down from last year?
In terms of enrollments?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we'll be up. We have been seeing quite a few open enrollments in. A lot of that paperwork coming into the office, so I think we'll see a little bit of an increase in our enrollment.
And I know they have the tabulations, coming up in September, that's when they do the census for the school districts for South Hamilton and all of the other school districts in the state, so mid-September. So it'll be sometime later the fall we'll find out the enrollment figures for South Hamilton, so we'll hopefully see an increase coming up this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any other message you want to share with the parents in South Hamilton?
No, just that we're all excited to have all of our students back and get the school year off to a great start.
All right, we'll look forward to the start of the new school year on August the 23rd. Heather Holm, my guest, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.